Hello, pals o' mine. I hope you have lovely fall weather to enjoy as I have had out here in Central California. Last weekend was just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous, in the 70s. A friend of mine and I took a stroll in a section of the city where homes were built in the 20s and 30s, and we were just enjoying and judging different architectural and landscape designs, and I couldn't believe how many Halloween decorations included 3-foot spiders. I'm not exaggerating, they were at least 3 foot long and maybe 2.5 feet wide. There were so many of them. Like, there had been a door-to-door spider salesman who was really good at his job. There were skinny ones and thick ones and ones with fluorescent green patches and a brown recluse spider that was attached to a tree next to the sidewalk. The home with these 3 skinny ones, they had 2 that were crawling down the front of the house, and the 3rd one was wrapping its legs underneath the awning on the front door. It was really creepy, really done well. Ugh. I know they're fake, but still. Ugh. So speaking of Halloween, some stories are true and are really creepy because they are true. I believe I've talked about the sex slave serial killings in the 1980s by Gerald and Charlene Gallego. To recap, they tortured and killed 10 people before they were finally caught. Gerald died of rectal cancer while serving on death row, and Charlene only served 16 years. In exchange for testifying against Gerald, charges against her were dropped in California. 2 of the murders occurred in Nevada, so that's where she served her sentence, was in the Department of Prison Women's Center in Carson City, Nevada. So she serves her sentence, and she unbelievably returns to the area of most of her crimes under the name of Mary Martinez. So I wrote a newspaper article and a column on iOpinion Syndicate about this, and a couple of days ago I received this comment. Some of my friends were horrified to find out they were their neighbors recently because a cop went knocking around the neighborhood asking about any suspicious behavior due to a new tent in the backyard. The plot thickens. I've been going through a few books lately, none of which I really need to talk about, like that I really want to give, you know, 2 high fives. It'd be kind of interesting, but I love this idea about the secret underground library in New York. If you live in New York, you probably already know about it, but it's officially known as the Terrence Cardinal Cook Cathedral Branch. It's tucked away in a subway station outside the turnstiles at the 51st Street 6th stop. If you didn't know it was there, you wouldn't know it was there. I mean, you really have to look at it from what I understand. It's not a big branch, as you can imagine. They sell a lot of maps there, of course, for tourists, people like me that are lost. But mostly, I guess, people check out small periodicals and paperbacks, you know, for commuting. But I think that's kind of cool. A secret little library. So I wanted to give a heads up to all you bloggers, in case you didn't know about this. October 16th is Blog Action Day. So you can go to their website, blogactionday.org, to register. And the theme this year is human trafficking. So bloggers, vloggers, podcasters, photographers, graphic designers, cartoonish, data geeks, tumblers, and social media types. October 16th is deadline to participate in it. So let me know if you do. I'd love to see what you contribute or hear what you contribute. All the above. And then there's this contest. I'm probably not going to be pronouncing this correctly, and I apologize, but I've never heard it spoken, so forgive me. It's the Bulwer-Lytton, Bulwer-Lytton Fiction Contest, which challenges entrants to compose the opening sentence to the worst of all possible novels. There's a grand winner and then winners and dishonorable mentions for different genres. So here's what the grand winner, Chris Wheelock from Brookfield, Wisconsin, wrote. She strutted into my office wearing a dress that clung to her like saran wrap to a sloppily butchered pork knuckle, bone and sinew jutting and lurching asymmetrically beneath its folds, the tightness exaggerating the granularity of the suet and causing what little palatable meat there was to sweat, its transparency the thief of imagination. And then there's the Grand Panjandrum Special Award, which went to Lawrence Person in Austin, Texas. "Don't know no tunnels here about," said the old timer. "Unless you mean the abandoned subway line that runs from Hanging Hill under that weird ruined church beneath the Indian burial ground, past the dilapidated Usher mansion, and out to the old abandoned asylum for the criminally insane where they had all those murders." I know it's fun here. So here's an example of one of the genres, specific genres. This was from crime, from Tanya Laval from Barbados, Swiss Indies. Yes, people around the world are contributing to this. So here's what Tanya's contribution and winning entry was for the crime category. "It was such a beautiful night. The bright moonlight illuminated the sky. The thick clouds floated leisurely by just above the silhouette of tall, majestic trees. And I was viewing it all from the front row seat of the bullet hole in my car trunk." So if you're interested in entering the contest for 2014, you have some time. The deadline is June 30th. And you can enter as many times as you like. They don't care. Submit entries every day if you want. So the website is Bulwer-Lytton.com. Have fun! Oh, and again, if you win or you submit an entry, let me know. I want to read what you write. So, do you remember your first bike? Well, who doesn't, I suppose? I had a dream about mine before I even received it. I received a red boy's bike, and I dreamt about it before I received it, about a month before. So on my birthday, my parents wheel this bike into the living room. Like, oh, I squealed, this is the bike I dreamt about. My parents stood staring at me. What? Oh, I had a dream about getting a bike, and this is exactly what it looked like. And then I wheeled it into our large backyard where I rode several circuits. It was a big deal when I discovered how to ride without any hands. Remember that? And strange as it may seem, I never fell off of it, like ever. Anyway, I bring this up because there is a 20 plus mile bike trail in Sacramento that runs along the American River, as does a horse trail. And I'm a hiker, so it's a convenient place to get some walking miles in during the week, as there are wide spots alongside of the bike trail specifically for walkers. If I see a rock on the bike trail, I'll kick it off to prevent a potential bike accident. I have friends that have just wiped out with rocks, acorns, little sticks, somebody walking on the bike trail and not alongside of it. It's craziness. Anyway, I want to let you know, you bike riders out there, about this great organization called World Bicycle Relief. It formed in 2005 after the Indian Ocean tsunami. And what they do, they distribute bicycles to aid the rebuilding of lives by providing access to education and health care and reconnecting workers to their livelihood. Simple, sustainable transportation in the form of a bicycle multiplies an individual's efficiency. And they not only provide bicycles, but they train the mechanics to those in the field of humanitarian aid in countries such as Angola, Kenya, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Kenya, Mozambique, South Sudan, Tanzania, and Uganda. Its headquarters are in Chicago, and its grassroots development is located in Golden, Colorado. There are upcoming fundraising events in California, Idaho, Washington, France, Illinois, and Michigan. So check out their website at worldbicyclerelief.org. I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. If you're on Twitter, you have to check it out if you haven't already. Hashtag one word ruins a movie. So funny. You add one word to a movie title and tweet it. Here are some examples. Breakfast burritos at Tiffany's. Schindler's grocery list. You know, some people don't get it or they try too hard, but there are some pretty damn funny ones in there, just hysterical. That's hashtag one word ruins a movie. Even, you know, Ricky Gervais is on there. Speaking of Twitter, I'm finally on there, so follow me, won't you? Conversations HD. HD is capitalized, as is conversations. Conversations HD. Grazie. Do something different this week. Amaze your friends with a hand shadow puppet show.